This is Bucky McCaw, wondering how we missed spring. As soon as it was feasible, we did a few days of cold weather prep in our Astoria Park butterfly garden and attended the Queen's Botanical Garden Arbor Day. The hens got to demonstrate to several people in winter coats their attempts to till the cold soil while looking for bugs and weed seeds. That was in the middle of April. I'm not really complaining. I don't mind a moderate chill, and I heard my Vermont listeners even saw some light snow in May. Still, it was tough to get some of this early spring salad green harvest going. And I certainly noticed the farmers were having a tough time of it at the green markets. Our quirky little miniature hens were crankier than us about the chill. I guess apartment living is making them soft. And now, all of a sudden, I'm schwitzing in the apartment, and it's time for us to do our heat advisory show. Part of why this first little heat wave caught me by surprise is that the Bacall family has been putting off a decision whether to get an air conditioner for the first time until we move into our new apartment. We're still in New York City and in Queens, but moving a couple neighborhoods and a few miles over to a rental apartment with access to a small yard. We've been able to do a fair amount of urban agriculture in public and shared spaces, but it'll be nice to experiment in our own little place. And we're hoping the yard and the airflow situation on the street might mean a cooler apartment, and we can continue to live free. I don't like air-conditioned air. It makes me feel bad. And I don't like that it consumes loads of energy at great cost to our pockets and our planet and the long-term prospects for what resources we have left. And not to be all sanctimonious, but I don't really want to participate in the whole process of refrigerating our indoor space at the cost of raising the outdoor temperature for the few who are not hiding in their personal iceboxes all summer. But the problem is, however gracefully I may be aging, the heat's starting to get to me, more and more. And then I remember, if I'm suffering, the poor chickens are in fact even less physiologically equipped than we humans to withstand the heat. And whatever we do to keep ourselves cool, the idea of this new place is that the chickens can start to live outdoors more, and we can start to be outside a little more with them. I've mostly enjoyed the miniature chickens in our apartment experiment, and I think we've shown it can be done in a way that is hygienic and physically and mentally healthy for both human and fowl cohabitants, as well as achieving most of our sustainable living and pet goals. However, my ultimate conclusion is, I really like my chickens in a yard. So now I'm back in the same boat as all y'all. And what are we going to do to prepare for the heat wave? I know a lot of my listeners have experience getting flocks through heat waves. But let's go through it together. Think about our strategies for this year. And as always, if you think I missed something, write to me with your cool suggestions at bucky@buckybacall.org. And for all the new or soon-to-be chicken listeners, keep in mind that hot weather is actually more perilous for chickens than very cold weather, because chickens have fewer natural methods of cooling themselves than they do of staying warm. The main thing is to jump in with cooling measures as soon as a heat wave hits. Chickens will adjust somewhat to higher temperatures, but they will find an overnight 20-degree spike even more shocking than we do. They need help staying cool most of all when the temperature first spikes. And as I was griping at the start of today's show, it sure seems the transition from spring to summer is always awful sudden these days. For all you homesteaders, freelancers, night shifters, and others near your coop most of the day, it's not too hard. Hydrate, hydrate, and hydrate. In other words, keep refilling water all day and put out fresh, high water content food regularly. Watermelon slices and rinds have always gone over big with my flocks. Personally, I've even been known to spray the hens down with a hose, on mist setting, of course, throughout the day. It's interesting to watch because they want to hate you for it, but they can't help but appreciate it. Still, I would use that technique sparingly. Even more sparingly, if you find a chicken who has collapsed due to stress, dip it in a bucket of cool water, making sure to keep their whole head above water level. Possibly the most important thing you can do is make sure your coop is built right. For some of you, this advice might be too little too late, but maybe you can think about emergency retrofits or coop changes this year. For those with land, some of my listeners, none of my local associates, build your chicken coop on a hilltop. Situate windows in the open side of your coop to run from east to west so that the sun never shines directly into the chicken house. Use wide overhangs at the eaves. Have a roof with an angled edge that will reflect more heat at the hottest time of the day if the face of the coop is not directly facing the sun. If you can paint the roof white, that's real good. And if your coop is strong enough, how about a rooftop garden? And don't forget to ventilate. Let the heat escape from the top year-round in the summer. Promote cross-breeze as well. Don't forget that coop litter can act as an insulator that traps and generates heat. That's good in the winter, which is why I advocate throwing more hay on top of the hay that the hens have pooped on. But in the summer, you want to reduce the amount of litter accordingly, down to bare dirt if necessary, but not bare concrete. Spray down the roof of the coop with cold hose water. If you're at work and can't easily run home to do a check, maybe you can get a neighbor to help out and barter for something, or just because they like chickens. You can also make use of a sprinkler aimed at the roof if you don't mind potentially high water bills. If you're really crafty, maybe you can figure out a way to recirculate the sprinkled runoff into the garden or a holding tank. And don't focus just on the coop. Whether your chickens are free range or have time in a run, make sure there is shade, even if you have to build it. In the meantime, do the best you can with the coop, including running fans, if you can set it up safely for electricity. Fans work especially well in open-sided coops situated in areas that have high humidity. You can also put ice in the coop in a spot where a fan or natural breeze will distribute the cool air. In the past, listeners have suggested placing those reusable freezer packs in large square waste paper baskets, set on their side, as makeshift air-conditioned rooms. I know some of these suggestions are not our energy consumption ideal, but we gotta use what we can to get the best overall result. Keep in mind with hoses and ice cubes not to create great pools of water which could cause humidity and or promote bacteria growth in the fetid climate of a backyard summer hen house. You don't want a mosquito explosion either. Also make sure they have access to a dust bath with lower temperatures than the hot dirt under the sun part of the chicken yard. Of course, most chickens will dig a hole to cool off in. You can facilitate that by digging a little hole yourself in a shady spot to get them started. Not too deep. Even a foot will make a noticeable difference. Ideally, chickens will have freedom to find a cool spot. If your chickens have to be penned throughout the day, perhaps take a day off for supervised free roaming and watch where they want to spend time in the hottest hours, and work with that for their temporary summer pen. One advantage of microflock chickening is you know your individual chickens and their range of behaviors, and can tell if things look truly critical. Again, I might be telling you this a little late, but pampered pet hens should really go on a diet in spring. Fat hens don't do as well in summer heat. But even if they're fat now, it's the same with all of us. It's never too late to slim down to your fighting weight. Now, if things get truly critical, maybe you should consider letting your chickens hang out in a room of your house. If your house is cooler than the yard, that is. And I've shown it can be done. Too bad we don't have Bring Your Chicken to Work Day. I don't think we're quite that far along with the resurgence of chickening. But maybe that can be a new item for the long-term macaw agenda. So stay cool and keep on chickening, and make sure you have a good time. The Bucky, Bucky the Dog.